Our world is dying, politicians are lying, and just when you feel like crying, sit and have a listen to people who have shit themselves.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Evie, and that's Claudia, and we're the hosts of the podcast.
I said that in such a lackluster way.
Wake up, sweetie.
Oh, Claudia, I just want some toast.
I'm going to get you some toast really soon.
Okay.
But in the meantime...
Sorry. Today, hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Today is Just the Poo of Us episode, so we're going to be chatting to you. Just us two today, no guest. And I thought, seeing as this episode is coming out so close to Valentine's Day, I found a very funny story. It's actually a mother-son story.
Oh, God. Giving Oedipus.
I thought I could read today for our Just the Poo of Us.
Go on, then.
So it was on the Sun website, so you know already.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
True.
Okay, says there's nothing better than receiving a heartfelt message on Valentine's Day from your son.
Okay.
So one mum from the Bronx in New York has shared the hilarious and far from romantic card that her child made for her to celebrate the holiday. I'll put this picture up on our socials, but the mum is sat on the toilet.
Okay.
And in the photo, you can see a tiny hand underneath the door. And two pieces of paper have been pushed through the door with that are shaped in a heart.
Oh.
Well, the first one says, "Let me in."
Our kids are fucking nuts, aren't they?
And it also looks like quite like a ransom note. Just like,
"Let me in."
And the second one says, again, "Let me in. I want to smell your poop."
Oh my God. This is fucking, we need to talk about Kevin shit.
And the mother has put, "As a mother, this is hands down the most beautiful Valentine's Day card I could ever get. This is love in its purest form. This is sweet. It really melts me."
Is she taking the piss?
I don't know.
I hope she is.
"I want to smell your poop. I want to be inside you and smell your poop."
Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, God, that's come up really wrong. I didn't mean it like
Claudia,
that. I mean as in want to get up in where the poo is.
Yeah, we got...
Sorry.
Either way, it's bad.
Both ways. Thought that was quite a fun Valentine's Day one to share between, you know, we keep saying everything's all related, so might as well keep it all...
They're related. Related. And that's why that's not on.
Yeah. Somebody commented on it, "I never want to be loved this much." And someone else commented on it, "I hope you let him in."
I'm scared as to what might happen if he wasn't to have been let in.
Oh my God, my stomach. Sorry, did you?
I can hear that, yeah. Oh, get it near the mic.
I think it's gone now. Oh God, that was...
I've told you I can make my stomach rumble on command.
You said you can queef on command and
I tried
make your stomach
day.
Rumble on command. You tried that the other day.
Yeah, and I think I was too full.
Oh yeah.
For it to work. But I definitely can make my stomach rumble on command. Should I do it now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. Did you hear that?
That's incredible.
Thank you.
That was how was that getting you further in life? Is that helping you?
I could get on Britain's Got Talent.
You could. We've seen worse.
Have we?
Another slightly fucked up but wonderful thing I've heard about Valentine's Day. You can flush your ex down the toilet.
Tell me more.
So a company wants to turn your ex's promises into toilet paper.
Perfect.
This is Who Gives a Crap, who we love.
I love Who Gives a Crap.
And they're asking people to send in their love letters and then they're putting them on toilet roll and sending it to you so you can physically flush your ex down the toilet.
Oh my God, I love it. Send it to me.
Yeah, I will send it to you.
Thank you.
I think it's a pretty...
I don't think there's enough paper in the world for this. God.
Buy a stack. But yes, anyway, I thought it's fun to share the toilet versions on Valentine's Day.
Sorry, I've gone to a very dark place.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm trying to pull you back. How
are you? Oh, she's really, really pulling it out of her arse there. Sorry, Claudia, I've gone. I just need to quickly worry about something. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
I'm going to play elevator music.
That's actually distracting me from my worrying.
Okay, you don't want me to stop distracting you from your worrying.
Yeah, I've finished worrying.
Okay.
Except I've not, but yeah.
Speaking of people that shouldn't be together,
why are we doing this?
No, I'm talking about something completely different.
Right, okay.
Just using it as a segue to talk about something.
Yeah, right.
I've found these two women that I'm absolutely fascinated with. But you know, I had this thing where I thought the lunch lady was dead.
And Yeah.
She's still fine, by the way. I keep seeing her.
Thank God for that. I've not been able to sleep at night.
So my latest fascination is with these two women who I see going on walks every day. They're fascinating because they are most definitely twins. Definitely twins. Like identical twins.
Okay.
They, I would say around mid-30s, late-40s. That was a big gap.
Mid-30s to late-40s.
Mid-30s to
dead. Anywhere between 15 and 18 years.
Be terrible in a police station. And they wear identical clothes.
Okay, that's really weird.
Every day. They also have two babies that look exactly the same age and look exactly the same.
Okay.
So this has started a lot of conversation between me and my husband. Are they identical twins that one of them has then had identical twin babies?
Yeah, and one's carrying.
Or are they together and they make themselves look so similar that I have in fact thought they're identical twins and these are their children that they also dress similarly? What the fuck is going on? Can I stop them and ask?
You could stop them and ask. I'd want to know, but at the same time, you probably shouldn't do that. I don't think they would answer you.
But I need to get a better look at the kids. Like,
what if they're identical twins, the mums?
Yeah, and what if
they've had their own kids, and because they're identical twins, their kids look like identical
twins. Their kids are exactly the same fucking age.
Why are you crying?
Because it keeps me up at night. If they're their own kids, yeah. If they're two separate, like each of them has their own child,
yeah.
Do they then text each other beforehand and say, I'm wearing this today, you need to wear this, and I've dressed my kid in this today, you need to dress your kid in this?
I'm sorry, I can't answer these questions. I'd imagine that the kids, you think the kids are identical twins?
Yes, they look so similar as well.
Okay, well then they're identical twins, let's say, and the parents are sisters, and they just wear the same clothes. Maybe they live together.
There's got to be more to it than that.
Oh God, I feel like I can't get it right.
It's okay, it's just something that's been plaguing my mind.
I saw an article about identical twin girls and identical twin boys, who then, so they got together as couples. So one of the identical twins got with the boy, one of the girl identical twins married a boy identical twin.
Okay.
And that boy's identical twin married her identical twin. And their kids, they both had kids about the same time and the kids look identical. Mate, could be something like that.
Fucking hell, I just want to know. It's just because I see them all the time and it's just, there's too many, I feel like I'm part of like one of those like cult theory things and I know I'll never know the answer. That's why it's stressing me out.
This episode is about literally nothing.
It's about
identical twins and not really anything to do with bowels. It started off that way and now...
Well, how are your bowels?
Shit. How are yours?
Yeah, not too bad, actually.
Fantastic. There we go.
I've found I'm actually sticking to less meat, less dairy. And yeah, it's been okay. I say that I celebrated the other day that I can eat meat again by going to a Korean fried chicken place in Crystal Palace. Would highly recommend. It's just opened up.
Great.
It's really good.
What is it called?
Korean fried chicken place.
Okay. That's a lie, isn't it?
No.
Okay. Is it in the triangle?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That fucking
neighbor's dog.
That's all right. I think it can be part of it.
Yeah. They've really been hating on their dog recently, our neighbours.
Really?
They called it a sick fuck the other night.
It is a sick fuck. It woofs all the time.
Also, speaking of friggin' bowels, the fox is back in my garden. Literally, the other day, it stood on the top of my shed.
Oh,
I banged on the window. It saw me. I'm not joking. Rich will tell you this is true. Backed its booty up and took a shit in my garden. iconic. Literally, he backed himself off the, so he's still on the shed, but just hanging off.
Is he?
So
yeah, that, he is.
So
he,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a wanker. So that the shit fell down into my garden.
What an absolute joker.
Why does he hate me so much?
I really don't like foxes. I've got a fear of woodland creatures because I'm from the Isle of Man and we don't have any there. So they were always like mystical creatures to me. So I didn't really believe in foxes.
No.
Because we don't have any. We don't really have any woodland creatures.
When you say you didn't believe in them, you didn't believe that they existed.
I knew that they existed, but they seemed very, very fucking, you know, nefarious to me.
Yeah.
And then when I went to university and saw foxes in Exeter, I was like, what the fuck, I hate them. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Because it's just like being... So imagine, okay, if you were suddenly exposed to, like, just fucking monkeys walking around everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
like suddenly, it was so terrifying. I remember walking back from Walkabout, where I used to work when we were next to, and a fucking giant bouncer sized badger walked past me. I was horrified because I was walking back, it was like 4 a.m. or something, because I used to work really late, and I saw a shadow of this big, what I thought to be like a street tough or a bouncer or something, and it was just
a wise guy,
a shadow of this giant fucking badger that walked past me, and I believe there was an outbreak of TB at the time.
Fucking hell.
And I was so frightened. So I'm really frightened of badgers, and because again, all these creatures we don't have on the Isle of Man, okay, your badgers, your deer, your foxes, squirrels, we have no squirrels, absolutely horrifying to me. There's moles, okay.
The list goes. I mean,
they're like mystical creatures.
My mum was a wildlife vet when I was growing up.
Why leave them? So they're wild. Leave them. Why is she vetting? Why is she even a vet?
I remember. So she worked at St. Tiggywinkles. In
that's not real.
It's real.
Oh great.
She told us
in the Jeremy Fisher room.
Yeah, and so sometimes I would go and pick her up from work, and it worked really well for me as a teenager when I had my driving license, because nobody ever wanted me to be designated driver because my car also doubled as my mum's animal rescue van. God. So it stank. And I remember going to visit her once to pick her up from work, and she was like, oh, Claude, could you just come help me? And there was this pigeon.
Oh, my God. Whatever this is going.
And I had to feed the pigeon, but it had this, like, flesh-eating thing. So I could literally just watch the food go down. It was disgusting. And they also used to have this turkey called Tommy the Turkey. And they used to let it roam around the halls of Tiggywinkles. So you'd be walking around, you know, helping mum look after the owls or whatever fucking owl you're looking after this time. And you would just see this head, almost like it was on a slinky, just flop around the corner, and it'd be Tommy. And, you know, when turkeys get angry, their faces go white. And so it would see you and then decide it was going to chase you. And mum and all the vets thought this was hilarious. So we used to peg it as this turkey would chase us down the fucking corridors. It's a wonder why I've got such anxiety issues.
Everything you've just said in the past sort of 60 seconds has been nothing short of horrifying.
It's really good material for a podcast, you might say.
Oh my god, I wish I could unhear everything you've just said.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So, you know, I just wanted to make this a episode about horrifying love. Disgusting details. Ready for y'all. Valentine's Day.
Well, it's 14 minutes long now, and it's the 14th, so shall we wrap it up?
Perfect.
I'm sad.
You can find us at the _ podcast on Instagram and TikTok, or you can send us a message at thepodcastofficial@gmail.com.
bye
bye.